Hey guys, it's Madison from On the Block. This week's special guest is my good friend and the first Black homecoming king from the University of Georgia, Dennis Byrd. We talk about the cookout, our favorite house guests, and if we would ever play Big Brother. Dennis is super funny, and I know you will enjoy our conversation.
I'm AJ, and this is On the Block, a podcast about Big Brother.
Just to recap from the end of last week's episode, because we got ahead of the show and we're on live feed time, there was apparently a plan to throw the HOH to Tiffany, but Kylan won anyways, and this put a wreck in the plan because they wanted to get SB out, and obviously Kylan is not going to nominate her. So they are changing the plan, and I was just hopeful at the beginning of the week that a non-cookout member and someone I don't love was headed to the jury house.
Yeah, it was interesting, the whole dynamic of Kylan supposed to throw it to Tiffany.
I mean, it was
quickly he went to
hit the button, answer the questions, like,
and then be like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I just felt like kind of uncomfortable about it because he really seemed like he was trying to win. But then in the diary room was like, oh, no, like,
we're all good anyway. It's the cookout.
Yeah, I don't know. He literally didn't need to win this, so I think that's what was weird. And I think he just should have thrown it earlier.
Well, I think the hidden motive is SB.
100%.
And just doesn't want to come out and say it, but I think we all know he wanted to win to save her.
100%. Derek F. agrees to go up as a pawn to protect Brittany, which ultimately can and will end up not working the way that he plans for it to. But I do think it's weird that he would, like, offer to go on the block.
He was hating on himself after doing it. He was like, what the hell was I doing?
I mean, just stupid decisions. So Kylan essentially nominates Claire and Derek F. But then it's time for the high rollers room. So it's complicated, and I needed to write down notes to understand and explain. So we voted as America to 97979 who we liked the best, 10 votes a person, and the three house guests who got the most votes got $100. The three house guests who got the middle votes got $75, and then the bottom five got $50. So you could bank your money and save it for the next week, or you could use it right away. And usually, rule of thumb, like this happens in other seasons with, like, when there's an America votes twist. If America gives you a special power, it usually means, like, you're in trouble. Like, it's their way of signaling, like, you need help, so you need to use this power. And so Brittany got $100, but chose not to use it. And I think that was like the beginning of the end for her. Like, America gave you that $100, so you should assume, like, I need to use this money to play in this thing because they're seeing something that I can't see.
Yeah, I'm curious why she thought she was so safe, and she's been on the block the whole show.
The whole show. I mean, yeah, it's so weird to me. I mean, she really wanted to just bank it, but that's just not how this game works. So the game that was you could play this week based on how much money you had was the Veto Derby. So it was $50 to play, so everyone had enough to play. And in this game, you shuffled mint juleps down a lane, and you got the sum of what, however much the shots were worth. And the higher the points, the higher your betting number. And then you placed a bet on the veto players. And if your person that you bet on won, you also got a power of veto. So it's very complicated, and I actually don't really like this twist at all.
Yeah, it feels kind of out of place for the end of the season, like the end of the show.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. It seemed like too complicated, and with all these twists, I'm wondering when and if we're going to get a double eviction. And I don't know, it just seems really complicated. So Derek F., towards the middle of the week, is getting stressed about being on the block and getting backdoored. He lied to Brittany and Azza to tell them, like, he thought he was actually on the block because he didn't want to give away that he was a pawn, because They are both so emotional in their gameplay that he didn't want their reaction to give away that everyone knew he was a pawn. So he wanted them to be like actually upset so that it made it kind of look more real. I mean, Tiffany is just like always playing this game, which I very much respect. She is always trying to convince people that her plan is the best plan and that her plan is actually their plan. She has really gotten people to trust her. I just love that she's like always like talking game in the HOH room when she's like not the HOH. I think it's very funny. It kind of feels like she's like really running the
The house,
house.
yeah.
So the veto comp is very much stacked for a Joker to get it. So all of them are playing. So Azza, Brittany, and Derek F are all playing, which is very interesting. So the veto comp is Otev, which is one of my favorites. I love this competition. Alyssa basically begged to win, which I think is kind of annoying. Like, I understand that's like part of strategy is like throwing comps and having comps thrown to you and whatever. But if your sole reason for wanting to win it is to actually win a comp, and it's thrown to you, then you didn't actually win the comp.
Yeah, and then you can't act like you won it on based like solely on your own merit.
Right. Yeah, it's very annoying. She's also just kind of annoying to me, but I don't like that SB is like giving her opinion to Kylan about everything. Like, it's very annoying to me. Like, you're not the HOH. Like, I understand you're close with Kylan, but also like he has no obligation to you. Like, he could put you on the block and like you'd have to be okay with it because that's just the way it goes when like you're not the HOH. But she acts like she has this like authority. I don't know, it just was really annoying. And then she tries to talk to Brittany before the veto is used to like let her know to make herself look better, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, she did it. She said she did it because she was like, well, Brittany's going to jury, so like I want to make sure that like I have her vote. So I want to look like I'm looking out for her. And I just think
Got it.
that's stupid and annoying.
Well, yeah, SV is not going to be making it that far. And if I'm wrong about that, she can fight back at that later on,
I
so.
agree with you. Okay, so Brittany fighting not to go up is actually like, I mean, that's part of the game, and I do appreciate that about her. Every time she's on the block, she's like fighting to stay. And then production cuts the episode before the veto meeting again. I don't know if this is going to be like the new, like if they're trying to change it and this is like the new thing that happens. But I do think that like cuts away from a lot of like the beginning part of the episodes on Thursday. Like we miss like, you know, that's 10 minutes of footage we could see.
True, because it's going back again.
Yeah, so like I would kind of rather them just like do the veto at the end and then show us kind of what happens post that before they vote.
Yeah.
But whatever. So on Thursday we see Claire using the veto, or Kylan using the veto on Claire and putting up Brittany instead. And I honestly at this point you hear the chatter of like non-cookout members trying to talk about getting Derek F out, and I don't blame them. Like, he's a good like social game player. He has a lot of friends. He's funny. Like, he could, they're thinking he could get votes in the end. Like, it's time to get him out. And I think if they're starting to sniff out a cookout, then they could like really try to start getting at least a couple of them out. And Derek F is already on the block. So it's just like, here's the opportunity. So I definitely don't blame them for that. And this is where we kind of see Tiffany in the HOH room. And she's talking to members of her like little squad of people, convincing them that no, Brittany actually has to go, which again just speaks to her level of like manipulation in the house and how much control she actually has. And then we see Brittany becoming the first member of the jury, and it sounds like she is bitter AF towards Kylan.
Yeah, I mean, technically she should be bitter towards everyone. Bitter towards no one, actually, really. It's a game.
It's a game. I mean, yeah, but I get what you're saying. If anything, like the other people voted her out. Like Kylan put her on the block, but everyone else had the opportunity to save her and they didn't.
And nobody
So,
did.
yeah, it's sort of like, well, who are you mad at?
But yeah, I mean, to the point, they had their little so-called agreement. But it's a game.
Right.
It's don't take it personal, Brittany.
100%. Brittany mentioned in her interview with Julie that like all of these alliances she had with people, and she was spewing out alliance names that I've never
Like,
heard
wait,
of.
what?
And like, I watch the live feeds, I read the Twitter. Like, I was like, "What are you talking about?" So confusing.
Yeah, she was acting like she was a big boss in the house, like.
Was like, "What are these alliances? I've literally never heard of them." She said she wished the bigger moves will be made, but I feel like they already have been being made. She just doesn't realize that like there's a bigger plan
She's
that
not a
she's
part of
just
it.
not a part of. Yeah. And we have the new HOH is Sarah fucking Beth, and all I'm gonna end this with is they should have gotten her out when they had the chance.
I hope it comes sooner rather than later, because I don't want her squeaking her way by through the rest of the season.
She has got to go.
My Big Brother backstory, I guess, is like my best or my old roommate in San Francisco years ago, Brooke, we're still really great friends. She and I used to watch it, but this was like in 2009, 2010, around that time. And then recently, like I kind of like fell off the bandwagon, and she's been like trying to get it, like me back into it. And we always had this idea we would do this show called like Brooke and Dennis Watch TV, where we literally just sit on the couch and just like watch TV and just talk shit about it. Cause we like text each other during like every
I
episode of
love that
everything.
idea.
Right? I know. I told her about this podcast actually. She's like, "Can I come on the podcast too?" And I was like, "Yes, like, oh,
Yes.
for sure."
A
She's
hundred percent.
like Big Brother pro. So she like knows everything. And so I was kind of behind on this season, and she texted me. She's like, "Dennis, you would love this season. You need to like stop what you're doing right now and watch." And I did, and I was like, okay, I totally love this season.
It's amazing. I mean, I am like so living for it. I wish there was like a little bit more drama,
Yeah.
but I do like love just like the sentiment of the season that like I just am living for it. But now I'm getting to a point where cookout members are starting to annoy me.
Girl, same.
And I'm like, okay, who do I want to go and who do I want to stay?
I agree. Like, okay, I was all, like, what's her name? Issa Rae. I was like, all, for any show I watch, rooting for everybody black, anybody black, always rooting for them. However, like, it should not be this much of a struggle. I don't know. Should you go first with who you're frustrated with in terms of the cookout, or should I go first?
I think you should go first.
Okay. Number one, I'm frustrated with Azza. For sure. Girl, it's too much. The dark clouds, too much.
She's
The negative
Eeyore.
energy. Yeah, exactly. Igor, she walks into a room. I mean, she just looks and mad. Like, I'm just, and she's talked about this. Like, she and Derek tried to talk to her, like, hey, girl, you wear your heart on your sleeve. And I get, like, there are certain, tropes and ideas about black women and how they represent themselves or whatever. So I don't want to get into that, but I have to be honest about what I see. It's just
Totally.
this very negative energy, in my opinion. And
100%.
I really feel like it's bringing the rest of the cookout down. And it's really making it difficult for them to make wise decisions. And I know she wanted to throw a point at Brittany, when they did the eviction. But really, girl, like,
Well, and
can't
that's
you
my thing.
be
I'm
a
like,
team player?
if the point is to keep all the black people,
Yes.
why would you vote Derek F out? Why would you throw him a vote to evict? Like when you, that's
Exactly.
that wasn't for you to do. Like even like Hannah has said, I know Derek X has to go. Like
Yeah.
we're close, but I know that he has to go. That's just part of it. Like sorry that we're, using these people, but that's just the way it is. And Azza isn't thinking that way about Brittany, and that concerns me. Like, would you take Brittany over someone else?
Exactly. What happens down the line if she gets down the line? Like, who is she going to take?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
but speaking of Derek X, Can I say something? Just this is like a side note about
totally.
Like, I have such a crush on him.
You are not the only gay man I've talked to has a crush on Derek X.
He's so cute.
Everyone I've talked to is obsessed with him. I even, when we first started watching, I was like, Austin, like, I love Derek X. Like,
he is so cute. And I think in like the first couple of episodes, like, I wasn't sure about him, but I'm like, he has grown on me so much. He's so cute. He's so fun.
Yeah, I think he will win America's Favorite Player.
I think he will too.
Because I know a lot of people who are loving him.
Oh my gosh. I was saying, like, outside of the cookout, like, who I want to win, it would be for sure him.
Same.
Like, I agree.
I would be fine with him winning, to be honest. Like, because you're still having that diversity piece. Like, I'm like just here for any of it. I mean, they've already made such history on this season with like no white men on the jury.
Yeah.
Like only one woman being evicted thus far. Like, I really am like, if nothing else went my way this season, I'd call it a win. Like, it is such a good testament. I mean, now if, you know, Brittany would have won Big Brother, I'd be like, well, maybe not the best. Who do you want to go home next?
Is it Sarah Beth or Mary Beth?
Sarah Beth.
Yes, I want her to go.
I want her to go.
I think she's figured it out. I think she hasn't said anything, but in her words, like what she said, I don't know. She seems very sneaky to me.
She's so sneaky.
I haven't liked her from the beginning because I feel as though she was trying to, I don't know, maybe this is me being protective, but I did feel a little bit like she was trying to attack the members of the cookout. And it just was, she's kind of a triggering person for me. And I know she loves Kylan, and I'm glad that they have a great friendship or whatever, and that's fantastic for them. But, you know, I don't know. She just reminds me of a lot of people that I've dealt with in my life that have created a plan. I mean, you have to create a plan in Big Brother, but she's created this plan in her head and then says different things like to folks. And she's not a trustworthy person.
No, she I agree.
Out.
Yeah, I want her out like yesterday. I'm actually really mad when it was Sarah Beth and Christian on the block that Christian went home. He really like is so easily manipulated and like would vote anyway and would do anything that like I would rather have Sarah Beth gone home and not been in the jury.
Yeah.
But here we are. Have you watched the latest episode?
I did. Well, that was on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's what happened in that episode?
Remember? So Sarah Beth is the new HOH.
Oh, yes. She's the new HOH. I was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could have happened.
Worst case scenario. I am really nervous just from watching the live feeds that a cookout member is going home this week.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I think a cookout member or they're going to backdoor Derek X.
Mm. Yeah. Really? So you saw what happened with the
roulette.
Oh no. Gosh. I mean, honestly, it was kind of fate that something like this would happen.
Totally. I just think, yeah. I mean, the good thing is like she can't play in the HOH next week.
Yeah.
So whoever wins has to put like her and Alyssa up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if a cookout member goes home, I hope it's Aza. Like, because then I think it would be less confusion. It would be less frustrating. They could come up with a plan. I mean, I think it was really apparent to me that Aza was just not the best fit for the cookout when Derek couldn't like tell her that he was a pawn. Like, I'm like, if you have that much distrust and like her reactions, she's not really a great ally to have. And that was, to me, in my mind, that was such a small piece of information.
Yeah.
And such an obvious piece of information I was like, why is this a question?
Totally. I also didn't like, there was like a part at the, towards the beginning when they were sort of forming the cookout,
yeah,
where Azza was like, oh, I thought it was like the five of us, not Hannah. Like, she's not like meaning that. Hannah. Because, and I was like, oh, like
mixed race or something,
I guess. Like, I was like, wait a second. Like, obviously Hannah is also in the, like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
She was like, yeah, I thought it was like the five of us plus the one. And I was like, no, now you're the plus one. Like, you need to go.
Exactly. That's interesting. I don't think I picked up on that. I wonder what she meant by that.
Yeah, it was really weird. She was referring to, I think, how like Tiff and Hannah had become really close, and how she was like, oh, I'm so confused. Like, I didn't think like she was like in the cookout.
Oh.
And I was like,
like, well, but you're best friends with Brittany. So like, what does that have anything to do with anything?
Yeah, like Brittany's definitely not in the cookout.
Oh, yeah, like I'm pretty sure last time I checked, you know.
I'm just waiting for, yeah, like, I mean, if Azza gets evicted and goes to the jury house with Brittany, I think she'll tell Brittany about the cookout.
You think so?
Yeah. I think she'll be salty.
Actually, she probably will. Yeah. Ooh. And then, so that's a great, I think the finale is going to be so amazing.
Same.
I'm so excited for this. And I think a lot of shows are coming, having reckonings with race. And we're seeing it like on all the Housewives shows right now, like Beverly Hills and New York. And we're seeing how, do you watch the Housewives?
I don't.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I won't get too much into it, but essentially like the people of color are speaking out about being people of color and like how it affects situations.
Oh, I love that. Maybe I will start watching.
Yeah, it's really interesting in New York. And New York, Ebony, she's the new, she's Black. She's the first Black person on New York. And Ramona is just really struggling with her whiteness and like how it affects other people. And so I'm interested to see how the jury reacts to finding out about this plan. And I think it's really, yeah, the non-white jury. And I think it's really going to show their true colors. Derek X he's already figured it out.
Yeah, it's actually interesting you say that. I've actually grown more respect for most of the already evicted house guests,
really? Okay.
Based on like how they've responded, no, like going home and watching.
Sure.
Like Christian posted something like, it won't be verbatim, but he said something along the lines of like, I'm so honored to have been a part of that season.
Oh,
and like, you know, I have nothing but respect for the cookout. I 100% support it. And like, you know, I didn't know about it in the house, but like, it's just like just an honor to have been on that season. And like other people have kind of said similar things. And like that is, I'm like, that's awesome. Like that you feel that way about it. Now, whether or not you feel that way because you think it's like the right thing to say, but like to even say it,
even vocalize it, yeah,
is really great. And I think most people, I mean, this season just seemed like all around very well-rounded. Like the people seemed like very chill. Like even when Travis got evicted like first for literally no reason, he was like, oh, it's just a game, like, you know, like I had a great time, like met a lot of cool people, like, you know, it's just a game. Yeah. And like everyone kind of had that sentiment, and I was like, oh, that's really awesome, because I've seen seasons where people come out and they're like just furious or like hate people and like they still have feuds to this day, and I'm like, I'm glad that they all seem to have like kind of their heads on straight, where it's like, no, it's just a game. And like, you know, maybe they, I think with the people left, like, I feel like Brittany will probably be like, oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm trying to think who else. I think Alyssa will probably be like, oh yeah. Who else is left? Oh, Sarah Beth. I think she'll just be mad.
Yeah, Sarah Beth is gonna be like, yeah, she's gonna be, I don't know, I feel like she would probably be the one that's most bitter about it.
100%. And I think she'll vote that way too. Yeah, I think Sarah Beth will be the most bitter for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think other than that, though, well, I guess, oh, Claire, I think she would be totally fine.
Oh, same. I forgot about Claire. And that is why Claire will make it to the end. I always forget about her.
They do, because she rode that wave of that getting to jury card. Honestly, smartest move of the game.
Totally.
I feel like, for instance, if Brittany got it, I feel like she probably would have, like, given it to her team. But
she would have.
Yeah, right? Like, when I heard that, I was like, take it, girl. Take it. And I was like, I'm so glad she did.
Oh, same. I'm so glad. Like, I wanted her to take it. And I actually, like, was kind of like, man, I don't know if I like her in the beginning, but now I, like, love her. Like, her and Tiff, I'm like, I love them.
Oh, their friendship is so cute.
I love it. I really would love to see, like, Derek X, Hannah, Tiff, and Claire as, like, final four.
Yes. Yes.
I would really love that.
I think that's my top as well. I love Tiffany and I love Hannah and I love Claire. And Derek X, of course, I love him. What's his X Xavier? He's cool. Like,
he's cool.
He's cool. Like, I think he's making, you know, smart decisions. Also, I'm looking at their ages. He is only 27.
Xavier?
Wait, what?
I thought he was like 35.
Me too. I'm like so
he
much.
He seems older so mature.
He does. Like, all these people are so young, besides Tiffany. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone is like super young. And Frenchie, sorry, I'm going through these ages right now.
Sounds
Frenchie
okay.
is my age. What? We're doing something different here.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you are. A lot of things different.
Okay. That's interesting. So there's a couple people we haven't talked much about. So, like, Derek F. and Kylan.
Okay. And this is why I didn't say who I didn't like from the cookout first, because I wanted to see if you, like, love these people. I used to love Derek F. I was, like, a huge fan, thought he was such good energy in the house. And now I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that boat.
I'm like, why are you like this? Like, I don't know. Like, I honestly think had he not been on the block, he probably would have voted for Brittany to stay too.
You think?
And I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, what? Why? And then Kylan, I am like, why do you like Sarah Beth?
I don't know why Kylan likes Sarah Beth. That is, I don't get it. The other thing that I thought was mind-boggling. Who the fuck would care if Brittany was a black belt?
Only Brittany. There's one person in that house who cares, and it's Brittany.
Like, I'm hiding it, and they're not gonna find out I'm a black belt till I tell them. And I was like, okay, like,
yeah.
It was just like, I was like, girl, why do you keep bringing that up? Like, I don't think that's going to change anything.
No, absolutely not. You know what's funny? I had someone else on the podcast, and they were telling me that the way Brittany's name is spelled is Brittini. I can't stop not calling her that. Like, I have to call her Brittini. Well, and then they were like, oh, like, she's always on the block. And I was like, ooh, Blockini.
Blockini.
Like, she's an interesting gal.
This is terrible, but I'm scrolling through their bios. Sarah Beth is from Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Girl, this all makes sense. I was born in Spartanburg, South Carolina, probably about 15, 20 minutes away. This attitude adds up, hunty. She needs to go. I know I didn't like her. I was like, didn't I say? Like, she reminds me of so many people I know. And it makes sense because she doesn't have like a Southern accent or anything.
No.
This makes all the more sense to me. We got to get her out of here.
We got to get her out.
Basically from the same hometown. I know what kind of girl this is.
We've got to get her out.
Because she has to go. And Sarah Beth, I'm sorry if you hear this. I'm telling you the truth.
What's just really funny is we're going to be in LA like really soon. And I know where the CBS lot is where they shoot this show, like where the Big Brother house is. And I know for a fact, people have gone there before with like bullhorns and been like, hey, like so-and-so, you have to vote out so-and-so, like standing outside of the lot. Yeah. And then on the live feeds, cause you'll see like production be like, everyone go inside, like everyone go inside right now. Cause they don't want anyone to hear. And it's so funny. And I'm like, I'm about to be that person that's like, everybody vote Sarah Beth out of the house.
Sarah Beth the fuck out of here. Oh my gosh. This makes so much sense.
Yeah. Crazy town.
I'm shook. Yeah.
That's so funny. It's funny when like you recognize like where they're from or like whatever. And you're like, oh, like with Whitney, I was like, oh, like,
you're like, okay,
I get it. I totally get it.
Like and on Derek, I have to agree with you. I'm a little disappointed like in how the season has transpired, because I think he was everyone's favorite at first, right? He's like,
totally, I loved him in the beginning.
So fun, so energetic, and I don't know. I think I don't know the right words or the best words to say. It's just, he doesn't add much for me, really.
100%, that's how I feel. I thought he would do more for me in the show.
Yeah.
I also, I loved Frenchie in the beginning.
I did too. I loved him too.
I like read the bios, was so excited when he won the first HOH. Mm-hmm. And then that ended really fast.
It ended so quickly. Honestly, though, I do miss his chaotic energy.
Same. I think a lot of people do. Like, yeah. I've watched the feeds and people are like, oh, I miss Frenchie. Or like, Frenchie made a big impact on the house. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I could have had him stay over, like, I don't know, Brittini.
Brittini. Brittini and her black belts, girl. I was like, if she tells me one more time in this interview that she has a black belt and not telling you, I can't wait for the big reveal for her to tell everyone she's black belt.
Same. And show us some moves, you know? Like, that's what I want to see.
Hannah, I do love.
Same.
And I didn't know she's from Chicago. And, well, I knew when she talked about it, but I want to hang out with her when she's in Chicago, if possible. Hannah, if you hear me, let's be friends. Although she's very young.
Like, yeah, she's like 21.
21. I am so old.
So I wanted to introduce, when I introduce you as I want to get it right, the first Black homecoming king from the University of Georgia.
That is true. That is correct.
That is you. That is your identifier.
Yes. You are in the presence of royalty.
Like, take a bow, more royal than the queen.
I mean, that moment was so crazy.
I want to hear more about it.
Yeah, so I was actually a junior at the time. And that summer, I was an orientation leader at UGA. And like, if anyone knows about orientation, especially like in the South, I don't know how it's run everywhere, but it's specifically at UGA, there's only 12 orientation leaders, and you stay on campus all summer to bring all of the freshmen through orientation, which is like 5,000 undergrads. So
that's a lot.
You have, yeah, exactly. So you have sessions of 200 each time, and you break them up into your 12 different groups. So I guess I had just like known a lot of freshmen at the time, just because I did orientation. So I think that was the reason, one of the big reasons why I won. But anyway, like how, like at UGA, homecoming is such a big deal. Like, it's just like a very Southern thing. Everyone gets dressed up. It's so nuts. But like the process works, each student organization gets to nominate someone for homecoming court. for the potential to be on Homecoming Court. So as we, first of all, have you watched like Bama Rush TikTok? Yes. I love that I could throw this in here. So essentially, like, I never rushed traditional, like, Bama Rush style for fraternities. But I rushed for a business fraternity, AK Psi. And so, but we had a house on Fraternity Row, and we were actually probably more ratchet than like the rest of the fraternities and sororities, because it was like co-ed. So a lot of shit happened in the house. We threw the craziest parties. We would like party on the roof, and oh my God, someone like fell off the roof one time, like, and like injured themselves severely. But like, they're fine now. Hello, how are you? They're totally fine. So we were like ratchet house. And I was like, I was just a partier in college. So anyway, we were like wasted one night, like in our fraternity basement, like doing our chapter meeting. And then someone was like, okay, like we have to nominate someone for homecoming. And then everyone was like, well, Dennis did like orientation. Maybe we should just nominate him. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Fine. Like, why not? And so they nominated me, and I didn't really think anything of it.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, like my name's out there, but.
Yeah, like I didn't think anything about it, especially like, you know, I was the first one in my family to go to college, and I didn't really know about this whole homecoming shit. So anyway, you have to do like interviews. So they do the first interview, and then they make cuts, and I got like a call, like you made it to the next round. And I was like, okay. So they did the interview. And I remember in my interview, like talking, and actually, this is like a very vivid memory. Like I started crying in my interview because they were like talking about like, what does UGA mean to you or something. It was like a question like that. And I said, for me, like growing up, I was never myself. I was never like able to be who I knew I was. And like, and I think that was a couple things, like kind of express my blackness because I grew up in a very white environment, and also like my queerness. I was gay, and I had just recently come out, and I was like, this is the first time like I really felt okay to be me, which is weird saying that at such a conservative university, but I think I was able to just surround myself with the like those friends who were supportive, and I just remember crying. And then anyway, so then I got a call, or no, it was a website, and I was like refreshing because it was like it was going to show who the court was. So I was refreshing, and it was like showed the court, and it was like my picture, and I was like, oh my God, I made it to the homecoming court. And so, and the whole process, but like for that is you do like events all week. So you do we had a parade, which was really cool. So I got to sit on a car. I was like, hi, like, what's up, bitches?
Oh my gosh.
And then we went to like, we had to do like charity events and stuff. And the crazy thing is you can't, well, at the time, I think you can now because people actually like, what do you call it? Like promote themselves or like.
Oh, like campaign.
Campaign. We weren't allowed to campaign for ourselves at the time. So I remember my fraternity brother had made like a Facebook group that was like, vote for Dennis. And then I got in trouble for it. They're like, Dennis, you have to make sure that gets taken down. You can't do stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I don't like, sure, whatever. Anyway, so fast forward, I called my mom. I'm like, mom, you have to come, mom and dad, you have to come down. I'm on homecoming court. I really don't know the severity of this, but they said that you were going to walk me on the field. Like you have to wear something nice. And my mom was super excited. So she... Right? It was so cute. So we like walk. So like that day, it was homecoming game. It was November. We walk out onto the field. And it's really cool because, I mean, UGA, the stadium's huge and they have the
band. Yeah, I mean, that's a big.
Yeah, it was nuts. They had like the band and they're drumming and they're like, they're playing the song, the school song. And they're like, and the homecoming king is Dennis Byrd. And I was like, I literally did kind of like, the like prom queen or like the movement, like put my hand on my lips, bent over. I was like, oh my God. Like I couldn't believe it. Cause I honestly told my mom, I was like, mom, there's no way I'm going to win this. I am black and gay. there's no way I'm about to win this, so let's just have fun. I just told my mom, let's just have fun, and if I don't win, it's okay. And but I did, and I was so shocked. And it was like, honestly, like the crowd erupted, and it was like one of the first times I was like, wow, like I am a worthy person. I know that sounds crazy. I don't think you have to win Homecoming King to like.
No, but that is like such a huge deal on like yeah. so many accounts, but even just like for anybody, that's like a good feeling.
It was wonderful. It was like I felt like finally I was seen, because like as a kid, I was really shy. I was always kind of heavier, and like, I just didn't have the most self-confidence. And I think in college, I kind of just let a lot of that out of the window and just tried to be myself. And so, yeah, it was like a really wonderful time. And the best part, I saw my dad, and my dad was on the sideline crying. And it was just like so heartwarming. And I was like, it really will always be like the most memorable thing that has happened to me.
Yeah. Sure. And you like made history at a place like you're from Georgia. Like that mm-hmm. is cool too, that you were able to be the one that made that like history.
Exactly. It was, yeah, it was really strange. Cause I had heard there had been like homecoming, like a Black homecoming queen, maybe in the '90s, and this like nothing had happened for a long time. And during that time period, I know the university was going through a lot of those universities are still going through kind of like racial reckoning. But it was awesome because I did have a cross section of a lot of white friends, and I also were cool with a lot of Black people on campus as well. And so it was just, I felt like it was cool being a part of that history where things in that moment felt okay.
Yeah.
Like knowing that they maybe not everything was okay always, but it was just like a really heartwarming.
Well, I love moment. That because it's like, if anything, like we're fighting to have more of those moments, right? Like we know, like we're not gonna, you know, make sure. everything go away right yeah. now. But I think what I'm at least trying to do is like create more of those moments where mm-hmm. maybe they're not as few and far between, and then they're happening more often. And then way down the line, it's just happening all the time. But
yeah,
that is so cool.
Thank you. Yeah. And honestly, like I think that's why this season of Big Brother is so impactful, like not only racially, but for gender equality as well. And like, it's shocked. I mean, it's been 23 seasons, right? And there's never been a Black winner. Would you, I was gonna ask you, would you ever do Big Brother?
I've been asked this a lot and I've thought about it a lot. And the answer used to be, absolutely not. I like sitting on the sidelines and commentating on all of the things.
Yeah.
And as of this summer, my answer is absolutely yes. I would freaking love to be on that yeah. show. I think I could win and I want to be on it like tomorrow.
Yeah.
That so <is awesome. laughs> we'll see. When you go on that show, I mean, it's the same as like life right now. There are yeah. people in life who do not like me at all. Like can't stand me, hate me. There are people who really like me and there yeah. are people who like don't care either way.
Yeah.
And it's like when you go on a show like that, it's essentially the same, only on a bigger scale.
That's a good point.
Like you're going to leave and there are going to be people who literally hated you on that show. And there are going to be people who absolutely loved you on that show. And there's going to be people who are like, yeah, I watched you on your season and good job, whatever. Like, yeah. and I feel like if you can kind of keep that mindset, I'd probably be okay because yeah. I think that's the big thing in the house is a lot of times people like on the feeds are like, oh my God, does America hate me? And it's like, probably, but like they were going to hate you anyways. Like people sure. already hated you or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think if I went on that show in particular, I would have to keep that mindset because that one's hard because you're being watched all the time.
Yeah.
Like you're literally being watched 24/7.
I'm trying to think what other, I think for me, my dream would just to be like on a housewife show, to be honest. Like, I feel like that's my aesthetic.
Do they have Real Housewives of Chicago?
No. And I really, there's this person on like TikTok that does castings or whatever. And like, I even reached out to her. Not that I have any sort of funds to be a housewife of anything. But I was basically just like, my friend group was really fun. I think, and I was like, you should just videotape us. And she was like, you're not really selling a story here.
I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
Bye-bye, Blockini. See you in jury. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Music is by Harrison Amer.